You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for the final trading day of the week, and we're 35 minutes in, so it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, I have to look at one thing. I mean, I've got a nervous laugh now, so please forgive me. But Sasol's down 14%. Please tell me why.
Yeah, I mean, they did have a SENS announcement this morning at 8:30. The share actually initially trade as much as 14% down. It's 13% down at the moment, 240 Rand. There's an update on Sasol board review delay of the financial results announcement and an update on the Lake Charles chemicals. All you have to read is delay in results, because
yes,
it's never
exactly
been a case when the results are better and they're so busy counting the money that they need more time. But just a general update. And I've been in the ether the last week or so. I've been hearing people saying there's some questions coming from the big shareholders towards Sasol. And I think that probably prompted the SENS announcement with some
How
more clarity.
How many auditors and bookkeepers and accountants do they have working for them, do you suppose, that they can't put their results out on time?
Yeah, it's one of those things. And then, I mean, obviously in the US, you have to get permission to be late with the numbers and so on. I think where it's probably, you know, the oil and gas market is quite volatile, and they couldn't really work out the income streams once they come online.
Greg, how long has Sasol been? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but how long has Sasol been in business in this volatile environment that you've just described? Why suddenly are they delaying their results?
I think that they don't know the total cost of that Lake Charles project.
It's unbelievable. 13% fall for Sasol. And this share has come from where and gone to where? Please just recap for us, if you would.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're sort of almost hitting, I'm getting my charts up here. But I mean, 2009, we did speak about it the other day. It was down to 200 Rand, so it's not far to go. It's another 41 Rand, and we're there. But let me just do the last, let's go back to 2015.
Let's go to the high, please.
Okay, so the high, September of 2018, it was 588 Rand.
And it's now?
You had a sharp pull. It's 241.
588 minus 241. Yeah, okay. It's a disaster.
Actually, we spoke about technicals, and I think we did say at the time that 350 was a support and broke below that. And that would have been the sell signal. And I'm looking at a chart now, even, yeah, obviously with retrospect, we should have been more aggressive on that sell signal, but that definitely was a breakdown. You could argue below 360.
It's quite disturbing, I must admit. I've seen some disturbing things over the last 2 years, and this company's
but
done that and that.
This is upsetting.
But this one is a really, this one actually disturbs me somewhat. But anyway, never mind. City Lodge Hotel, we'll talk about it with Nick Kunze on the 5 o'clock shadow later on. City Lodge Hotels Limited Group preliminary results for the year ended 30th of June. Share hasn't traded as far as I can see, Greg.
Let's have a look here. I'm just looking at the result. No trade yet. There was a trading update the other day, so I should imagine most of this is in the price. The last recorded was 97.50. You've got a buyer at 93 and a seller at 99.72. So it's quite a wide double. Just got the chart up still, and this share was trading at 169 Rand in February of 2018. So that was in a Ramaphoria. It was quite a powerful rally that really lifted all the boats there.
Total revenue increased by 3% to 1.5 billion. In South Africa, it achieved room rates rose by less than inflation due to increased competitor discounting. In other words, its competitors are selling rooms a little bit less than the City Lodge price. And it says here, average occupancies for the group in the 12 months to the 30th of June declined from 59% to 55%. So what you're really saying is that half of your rooms are empty every single night.
Yeah, that's quite alarming, really. And I suppose it's almost like a business hotel, you know, go to conferences, that type of thing. But I suppose a lot of CapEx was spent, obviously, pre the Football World Cup, seems like a lifetime ago now. But, yeah, the tourism bonanza that we thought we were going to reap from the Football World Cup doesn't look like it's materialized.
Given the current economic situation in South Africa, the weaker trend of the past year has extended into the new financial year. New catalysts are needed to boost investment confidence and spur economic growth. Don't laugh, Greg. This is a serious stuff. Against this backdrop, there are some encouraging signs, such as the notable efforts by the National Department of Tourism to develop and grow this industry that is so important to the future of South Africa. Our portfolio of hotels in South Africa, Southern Africa, and East Africa is in excellent shape after ongoing refurbishments and the addition of exciting new properties.
You see what they're saying there, and I think I remember this happening. The government were pushing back on these Airbnbs. You know, that people, like, if you go and click on Airbnb on Cape Town on your Google, the whole of Cape Town just red dots everywhere. You know, every single person's got a B&B, so it must be impacting. So what they're referring there to, the government support. The government were trying to change the rules a little bit, so it would make it more difficult for the Airbnb.
I like Airbnb,
operation.
Don't you like Airbnb? Or do you prefer a hotel?
No, I like Airbnb.
Yeah, me too. You can go there and it's nice and it's clean and you get the keys and you sit there and you can cook bacon and eggs in the morning, whatever your preference is.
You feel a bit, yeah, a slice of toast. You feel a bit more that you're at home.
Yes. Voluntary announcement, Discovery's view on the NHI bill and the future role of medical schemes. They've come up with something.
Let's have a look here. Yeah. Oh, the boy. She was just recovering. And now it's it's 106.94. It's actually taken this news as a positive. It's grinding its way back. I mean, twice this week we put in lows close to 100, one or two trades in the 99s, and then bounced back nicely. Discovery, so 106.97, up 1%.
Okay, good. Well done to them. Discovery supports the drive towards ensuring that all South Africans have access to quality health services based on need rather than affordability. Based on need rather than affordability. Our position on NHI is unequivocal. We are supportive of an NHI that assists in strengthening and improving the healthcare system for all South Africans. Little is more important.
Well, there's nothing more important than everyone can go see a doctor, which
we
is probably quite right.
We are committed to assisting where we can in building it and making it workable and sustainable. Nice comments.
Yes, I mean, that is probably, that's like with Adrian Gore, that's his strength, really. He knows how to put these things in such a way that you know, he's fully supportive of this whole process. It's not as if Discovery are going to try and fight this. It looks like the NHR will be fought in the courts by the DA, it looks like.
Yeah, okay. Nothing else on the stock exchange news service of any consequence. Massmart Holdings Limited updating confirmation of CEO appointment date. And they're going to get a new CEO after a disastrous period for them. What else are we seeing today, Greg?
Yeah, that's really it, I suppose. I mean, the interesting features, all these futures, obviously, they start trading half an hour before the market. And so the market was 300-400 up on the futures, and we thought it's going to be a nice day. Then that Sasol sends announcement came out, and suddenly we saw all of that wiped out. We were a handful of points down at the moment, so it's another big blow to confidence. And these are all top 40 counters.
Spot prices. Let's have a look at the dollar rand, which is 15.19 at the moment. British pound against the rand 18.42, and the euro rand is 16.85, with the euro dollar 110.89. Another big move. I mean, when I say big move, I mean incrementally it's not that big, but in terms of the big picture, the global economy picture, this is a big move. Euro dollar 110.89, which is a stronger dollar, weaker euro. Let's have a look at the gold price and what it's done on the back of that. It's down $8 to $15.15. The platinum price is $837, which is down $4.50. Palladium, Greg?
Yeah, $15.40, up $2.50.
Okay, and Brent crude oil price, $59.01, up $62, and that doesn't really affect Sasol very much because of that trading update. International markets, maybe you could give that to me.
Yeah, the Dow managed to give just 99 points to the better. So, I mean, it's encouraging. I suppose we'll take that rather than the day before's 800 points lower. The Nasdaq was down about 7 points, the S&P up about 7. So mixed from that side.
Okay, let's have a look at the top five movers to the upside and the downside on the JSE Securities Exchange on what has been a tumultuous week, Greg. Upside from you.
Yeah, it's really been a wild week here. let's give you the upside. Italsat up 2%, R12.50. Goldfields bouncing back from yesterday's sell-off on that update. R82.54 up 2%. African Rainbow Minerals up 1.75% at R154.94. Nepiroc up 1.5% 127. That's done nothing for ages. Resilience as well. That's in the same stable. Up 1.3%. I think Resilient is reporting today.
Look forward to that. We'll speak about that on the 5 o'clock shadow. On the downside, of course, Sasol. Let me just refresh my shenet.co.za screen and have a look. Sasol is down only 11.5% down now. Equitas down 2.5%. AECI down 2.5%. And Fortress B down 2.3%. And Sokol Sun is a 1.8% loser. The Sasol story is massive. I'm sorry. It's another story where fund managers have, more or less across the board, lost a lot of money today.
Yeah, this one, Alan Gray's got a very, very big holding. And I mean, it was a time back in the day, even around sort of 2005 to 2000, obviously to the correction. But Alan Gray could do no wrong for a long time. At the moment, it looks like they can do no right, really. I'm just quickly paging up my handbook here, trustee, and see who the biggest successful shareholders
haven't
are.
Haven't got something a little bit more updated than a paper book?
No, it's like the Bible.
Okay.
So Government Employees Pension Fund, God bless them. That's the PRC. It's got 13%. I see that. This is interesting. The IDC. So that's actually the government's got 8%. So I mean that could come for sale quite shortly. and then Alan Gray's got 6.2, according to this.
Very sad. Greg, give us the indices as we close this conversation, please. The JSE indices on the opening, please.
Yes, let's have a look. It's a little bit thin so far today. Banks down 0.45. Financials down 0.09. Industrials up 0.5%. Retailers down 0.88. Gold index up 0.91. Platts down 0.84. Resources down 0.44. That leaves the all shares slightly down 16 points, 53,825. Value so far, 1.8 billion.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the opening. He'll be back with me on the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.